Hi, I'm Natalie from Boston, Massachusetts.
I'm Zach from Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Kent from Denver. The Sound of Young America is an independent production supported by listeners like me.
If you'd like to support the show like I did,
visit MaximumFun.org and click on Donate.
It's The Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. John Roderick is a singer and guitarist who's worked with bands like Death Cab for Cutie and Harvey Danger and the Decemberists. He's also the frontman of the indie rock group The Long Winters. You, I'm a pushover. Among his other side projects were a few cameo appearances on our other guest this week, Jonathan Colton's album, Artificial Heart. He told me that if it had been up to his parents, he would have become a lawyer, but a ZZ Top song got in the way. He says the song that changed his life was Gimme All Your Lovin'.
I lived in Anchorage, Alaska, and all the things that were causing me anxiety as a teenager were, from my parents at least, were all questions of, how are you going to get into a good law school with your attitude the way it is? It was in junior high, we got MTV. It was the new thing. And what can you say about the iconography of ZZ Top at that point? They would kind of materialize. They would beam down with the dusty fedoras and the opaque sunglasses. They seemed like they were 1,000 years old. And I hear that opening, and it's so right. You know, I was listening to this and playing along with it on the tennis racket. The guitar tone is the whole tune. It's so warm. It just kind of envelops you. That is what electric guitar sounds like. Any variation on that sound is somebody screwing it up. Give me all your loving, all your hugs and kisses too. Give me all your loving, don't let up until we... In the guitar playing of Billy Gibbons, there is a tremendous amount of soul, but there's no other soul in the band at all. You know, this was a record that was built on drum machines. This had all the tones of rock and roll, but it had the mechanical kind of hypnotic regularity of machine music. I definitely think that the guitar solo was the part that I waited for because I was playing along on my tennis racket. This was my featured moment as I stepped to the front of the stage and the lights brightened and I got to take my solo turn. There's only three guys in the band, and there's all this noise happening. All this stuff, while at the same time somebody's playing a really scorching guitar lead. These three guys couldn't be playing all that music, you know? And I became aware of what an overdub could do. Teenage boy who was working on being a music snob, it was a little transgressive for me to even like this song. Part of the problem was that it was immensely popular. I mean, I would have been stoned to death in the high school parking lot. But there I was, listening to this album in the privacy of my own home, absolutely hypnotized by it, and playing along on my tennis racket. I can't even separate that action from the eventual work that I spent learning to play the real guitar. I'm not going to be a lawyer. I'm going to get a guitar. You know, that seemed so much kind of just better. And so for the hour or the 45 minutes that I was playing the tennis racket to ZZ Top, every afternoon after school. It was a place where all was right with the world.
That's John Roderick on the song that changed his life, Gimme All Your Lovin' by ZZ Top. You can find him online at johnroderick.com. His band is called The Long Winters. Production of The Sound of Young America is supported in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered online at ask.metafilter.com.